Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu, nasta'inuhu, nastaghfiruhu, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, wa nashhadu anna sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa mawlana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa ma khalaqtul jinna wal insa liya'budun. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Respected ulama ikram, elders and brothers, we are very, very fortunate. Allah has blessed us with this ni'mat of iman, this favor of iman. Further, in our masjid here, we are very, very fortunate. We have people like Hazrat Maulana Yunus Ibn Zilul Ali. And actually, even in his in-health, he said one or two words. It would be far more beneficial than people like me speaking for hours and hours. There are incidents also of our Kabirin Buzrugani Deen. When the senior spoke one word, it had an effect on the heart. And when people did not make an effort on their heart like me, for hours and hours also one can speak about matters, but the nur cannot be transferred from the heart. That is why Allah Ta'ala grant Hazrat Maulana Sihat Ajila Afia as quick as possible, my dear brothers. And Allah grant us the tawfiq of valuing this Akabirin and Buzrugani Deen. Because in a world, everything can be replaced, but our Akabirin that go, they can never be replaced, my dear brothers. And that is why in one place in Tafsir al-Bayzawi it has been written that the right of the Ustad in certain aspects is more than a father and mother. We know the right of father and mother is, the father and mother, as far as mother is concerned, Jannah lies under her feet. And regarding the right of our parents, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمْ أُفْ. And the reason is this, the ulama have written, that our Akabirin and Buzrugani Deen, our parents are a means of bringing us into this world. Allah has made them a means. That is why Allah has given them so much rights. And our Akabirin and Buzrugani Deen, their sohbat and their companionship and acting upon their wise joins us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the object of mankind, my dear brothers. We know, my dear brothers, that we are living in a time that there are many, many fitnas. Recently, I was reading one kitab, and that has a tremendous effect on myself. And Hazrat Maulana Ali Mia Sahab Rahmatullah had written, and Allah had given him also, Allah had taken him in a way also on the day of Jummah, while he was reading the Surah Al-Kahf. He said, from a very, very youth, my mother used to insist and ask me, have you read the Surah Al-Kahf or you haven't read the Surah Al-Kahf? And the many, many benefits of Surah Al-Kahf, my dear brothers, one of the greatest of benefits of Surah Al-Kahf is this, that our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had said that ma baina khalqi Adam ila qiyamis sa'a amrun akbaru min ad-dajjal, that between the birth of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the creation of Adam ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the coming of Qiyamah, nothing is more severe than the coming of Dajjal. And every Nabi that has come has forewarned the Ummah about Dajjal to come. And our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, besides the many signs that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had guided us, our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had also told us by reading the Surah Al-Kahf, particularly on Fridays, the first 10 ayats and the last 10 ayats daily, then inshallah al-aziz, a person will be protected from the fitna of Dajjal. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make this dua also, where he asked Allah Ta'ala for protection from the fitna of Dajjal. And in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one Yahudi, Ibn Sayyad, some signs of Dajjal were found in him. Nabi alayhi salam was very, very perturbed and very, very cautious and checked out whether it is a true Dajjal or not a true Dajjal. Anyway, my dear brothers, Hazrat Maulana Ali Mia Sahab Rahmatullah writes that we should read the Surah Al-Kahf, and reading the Quran Kareem has got great merits. For every word that we read, we will get 10 nekis. And Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith has written in Fazail al-Quran, that related the hadith that Alif Lam Mim is not three words, but Alif is three words, Lam is three words, and Mim is three words. But at the same time, it should be understood also, that the Quran Kareem is a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should endeavor to understand the Quran Kareem also. Of course, those ayahs which are dealing with the ahkam and the laws and fiqh laws, the ulama and fuqaha have dealt with it, we should go to our ulama and understand them. But as far as the signs of Qiyamah are concerned, the power of Allah Ta'ala is concerned, as far as these ayats are concerned, they are very, very striking. Hazrat Mawlana Kareem Sahib, who is the Khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Alimiya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and many, many people who are arch enemies of Islam had converted under him. Once I asked him that what is the best way of giving da'wat? And what a beautiful reply he gave. He said the Quran Kareem itself is a da'wat. And nothing can be more striking than the ayat of the Quran Kareem where the signs of Allah Ta'ala said. So Hazrat Mawlana Alimiya said that as far as the Surah Kahf is concerned, the Surah Kahf has taught us and the spirit that has saved a person from Dajjal. And what is Dajjal? And Hazrat Mawlana has summed it up very, very beautifully that Dajjal is maddiyat and materialism. When materialism will reach its height, that is Dajjaliyat, my dear brothers. Although Dajjal will appear in a form of a human being, there is no doubt in that as far as that is concerned. The hadiths are there to it. But as far as Dajjal is concerned, the preparation for Dajjal, the big Dajjal to come, the word Dajjal is shosos. The ulama have written, Dajjal means to mislead a person, to deceive a person. And we know the whole system of materialism is based on deceit, and based on falsehood. And that is why the four incidents that Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Kahf, the first is about the seven young people who were of high ranking people, but to run away from the oppression when they were forced that if you do not turn from your deen, then you will be headed. And in that incident, Allah Ta'ala teaches us sometimes a person, if he cannot change the environment around him, is forced to leave for the sake of safeguarding his iman. And then the miraculous incident took place where he stayed for more than 300 years. And Allah Ta'ala raised him in a time when the king had changed also. And there are long incidents, and where Allah Ta'ala says the day iman was rubbed a kalb, the four stages of iman. Anyway, there is no time for that. The second incident Allah Ta'ala mentions is the people of Garden where were the two brothers. Some mufassirin write they were two genuine brothers, real brothers. And some people say that they were both believers, as the ayahs have sense of brothers of deen, where one was given wealth and one was given children. And he thought, I had got everything, and he boasted. And the other did, was a very poor person. He did not have wealth, but he had iman, and his sight was on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where Allah Ta'ala mentions the incident that how Allah Ta'ala wiped his garden out. And this, my dear brothers, we know is very, very prevalent ourselves too. Where we, sometimes we do not say it verbally, but by our actions, we imply that when, if I have something, I have power, then I'm everyone. That no, nobody is like me. Whereas this was a quality of Qarun, where Qarun said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ وَلَا عِلْمٍ مِنِّي. That what I have achieved, my wealth and my position, is because of my expertise. And Hazrat Mawlana writes that a time comes also when we regard the people who are specialists in the fields, na'uzu billah, we give them the darja and we give them the state of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That their word cannot be wrong, what they say is final. Then the third incident letter mentions, of course all those are in detail, I'm just giving a gist of it, where Musa ala Nabi alayhi salatu salam's incident is mentioned, where he was a Kalimullah and had the opportunity of speaking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, only Musa ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with that. And Musa ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where one person came and asked certain questions. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, as far as these questions are concerned, of course, before he said that, the person who has the most ilm in this world, I am a Nabi, so naturally Nabi's got the ilm. And this he did not say, na'uzu billah, out of pride, and Nabi is free from every sort of sin. Nabi can never have pride. This was the hadith bin Ni'mat, but Allah Ta'ala blessed him with nubuwat. But that also Allah did not like, and finally stayed with Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam. And in an instance of Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam, where a person of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's nature saw something which was completely wrong, the murder of a young person, the destroying of a person, a boat, who had helped people. And thirdly, doing good to people who do not deserve good. Where good had to be done, Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam did not do good. And where good not, they were not worthy of any sort of favor, Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam did a great favor for them. And then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam complained as far as this is concerned. The ulama have written, in that Allah Ta'ala teaches us that amongst the fitna of Dajjal, this will be added, what would seem apparent would be completely opposite. What seems right would be wrong, and what is wrong would be right. And we, under no circumstances does our intellect guide us between right and wrong. Right and wrong can only be determined by wahi. What I see can be wrong, what I experience can be wrong, but what is right, what our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had told us. And this is siddiqiyat. In materialism, what is there? That man makes an effort, and he feels my effort, my profession is bringing me everything. We teach our children, we give them a profession, and then we expect them, now they must earn, because I have given him the profession, I financed him, I'd work hard on my life, and the profession provides. Our nazar is turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the instance of Musa ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, Allah ta'ala teaches us that amongst the fitnas of Dajjal, it will seem, what is apparent is not apparent. All those beautiful labels we see of democracy, all those beautiful labels we see of human rights, all those beautiful labels we see of helping the poor, as far as all these are complete, they are complete deceitful. And where we are fighting for our rights and we are oppressed, everything is in a reverse. And this will be also part of Dajjal and will set the stage for Dajjal to come. And the fourth incident is mentioned of Dhulqarnain, where Allah Ta'ala mentions that as far as the Islami hukuman is concerned, what is the qualities of a ruler that should be there? How he should help the people? How should sacrifice not suck the blood of people? That these poor people who could not even expose what was in themselves, they could not even say what they wanted. And the difficulty they were experiencing from a very, very oppressive people that from the other side of the mountain, and they were prepared to pay any amount of money that Dhulqarnain would ask for. But Dhulqarnain said that, I am not here to ask for money. I will put all my resources in. I only need your physical self to help me in putting up this wall. It is my duty to do so. So there Allah Ta'ala mentions and shows us that what is an Islami hukumat to be, and how can one combat Dajjal, that he's got to uplift his spiritualism and he's got to suppress everything that is to do with materialism. And this jihad must be coming alive in each and every one of us, my dear brothers. That everything that leads a person to being deceitful, everything that makes a person forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should completely divorce ourselves from those things, otherwise we'll be caught in a trap of Dajjal and we'll be carried away. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that there is no fitna that is greater than the fitna of Dajjal. And this jazba of joining the army that would destroy Dajjal was of a nature, of a tremendous nature. We do not think of Dajjal coming. The Jews also waiting for Dajjal to come for what their own means may be. The Christians are also waiting for some sort of Christ to come. And the Muslims have the signs of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam coming, or of that Mahdi coming. The Muslims are completely neglectful of the conditions around us. And what leads us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be the cell phone, whether it be the TV stations, what completely makes us completely subjects and slaves of materialism, day and night, we actually bring those things into our lives, and this is a ta'aleem we give our children. And we put that very, very outwardly bright picture, that if you have this profession, you have wealth, then you are secure. Completely forgetting that if the iman is not there, nothing will help whatsoever. And this jazba was in our akabirin and muzrugani deen to prepare for Dajjal to. The first muhtamim of Darum Dioban, Shah Rafiuddin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, it is related of him also. Shah Rafiuddin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was the first muhtamim of Darum Dioban, and he migrated to Makkah Mukarrama. And after migrating there, he was also waiting for Dajjal. That if Hazrat Mahdi come, I will take bayat on his hands. But every person will not be given the opportunity of taking bayat. It will be only those people who had lived the life where they suppress the materialism, the desires, and they build the spiritualism. And when he reached old age and he saw that he may not be able to live to see Hazrat Mahdi, then he knew that there is one family in Makkah Mukarrama whose guarantee is that they will come till the time of Dajjal. They will exist till the day of Qiyamah, and it is the Banu Shayba. Because Allah Ta'ala had given them the right of holding the key of the Kaaba. And he went to the person of Abu Shayba at that time, and he gave him three things. One, he gave a sword. And he said, if when Hazrat Mehdi appears, he will come to you because the Kaaba of Dawud will be open for him. Then from my side, give him the sword that he should give one of the warriors to fight the enemies of Islam. I will not be there that particular time. He gave one Quran Sharif and he gave him a letter. These three amanats were given to this particular person from the Banu Shayma to deliver to Hazrat Mehdi, and he is to give to his son, to his son, to his son. Tell Hazrat Mehdi come. That is the sort of jazba they had, my dear brothers. And in a hadith in Muslim Sharif, there are signs also. Hazrat Fatima bint Qais relates that Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala once said that, Ya Rasulullah, we were coming and our ship got swept away by the winds for more than a month. Finally, we landed into an island, and in that island we saw an animal which had plenty hair on his body. Back and front, we could not differentiate between right and wrong. And this person told us, we saw him, we got frightened, we were shocked also. Said, go in this particular monastery, the person you're looking for will, is there. And he guided us there, and this was Jassasa. Jassasa means the spy, my dear brothers. The ulama have written, maybe this was an indication to show, when the stage will be set for the final Dajjal to come, then the spy web of the kuffar will be so powerful that the whole world will be enmeted in. Everyone's particular top to bottom will also be there. One great alim writes that there was one person, he was lured in Pakistan to go and do a survey and give the information of every poor person that was there. And the objective again, deceit that we are going to help them. When for several months I worked there and no help came, then one day I went to this boss of mine and told him, but no help is coming. Then I discovered that everyone's information will be taken, put onto a computer here, and from this computer being transferred to a big computer in Brussels, and everyone's information in total has been gathered. And this they have, the banks are doing today. Everyone doing it, maybe it's set for security reasons. But what sort of security is there? What security was not there that is going to offer now? So this information, as the ulama have written, that Jassasa is spy, and the spy web has been set. So they want to know that what everyone is doing. If we will forget what Allah Ta'ala is watching us, then Allah will give it to the kuffar. And if this consciousness is coming to us, that Allah is watching us and Allah's power is supreme, then all the material things can be put to one side. Those material things will have no effect whatsoever. Anyway, when we went there, there were only 2 or 3 minutes left. Then he asked 3 or 4 questions. One question, he was shackled completely, the Dajjal was shackled, that has a Nabi Ummi already arisen or not? He said, Nabi Ummi has come. Has he made hijrat to Yasrib, that Madinah's Munawwara's own name? He said, yes. Has he had a war with his people? He said, what is the outcome of the war? He said, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was victorious. He said, it's better for them to listen. Then he asked him about Baisan. Baisan is one place which was very, very unfortunately under the Ottoman until 1924, when the Ottoman Empire fell, and when our Akabirin, Buzruganidin, Hazrat Shaykhuddin, etc. went door to door, in whatever condition it may be, that the Khilafat must remain. But unfortunately, with the conniving of some Munafiqeen and the enemies of Islam, the Ottoman Empire was made to fall. And this particular place, Baisan, at that time came to Jordan, and in 1948 from Jordan, it was overtaken by Israel. And the Khajur of Baisan was very, very famous. So he asked, from Baisan, the Khajur, is it still existing or not? Do the gardens of Baisan, do they give Khajur? Then Hazrat Tamim said, yes, Baisan's Khajur is still very famous in the market. But one great historian writes that I went to Baisan twice, and I saw that in 625 Hijri, Allama Yaqut al-Hamawi writes, in Mujib al-Buldan, in 625 Hijri or 624 Hijri, there were no gardens existing whatsoever, 1 or 2 old gardens, and they were also virtually depleted and finished. Then the third question asked him about Buhaira Tabriya, the Tabri, the river. Is there water still there, and is the gardens around there been watered by this particular river? He said, yes, there's water is still there. But one historian writes that about 400 years ago, the banks of the Tabri River, they had completely dried down. Unfortunately, that is also in Israel. And then later on, from the sea nearby one of the bays, the water was bumped into the Tabri River, which is the Tabriya, Buhaira Tabriya, and is virtually completely dried down. And then big, big machines were put there to convert the salty water and make it into sweet water. And that water also is virtually dried down. And the third thing that is mentioned is about Aini Sughar. Sughar was one of the daughters of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, and there was a spring nearby. In the garden, people used to benefit from spring. The spring also is dried down, and that is towards the north of the Dead Sea, also in Israel. And all these three questions that were asked regarding the things in Israel, and those waters have gone to, my dear brothers. So it shows now the stage is being set. There is only one thing that can save us, my dear brothers. Our link with our Akabirin and acting on what they say. Hazrat Mona states again that you can make a bet of barakat, it will have no benefit whatsoever. So, and our Tablighi Jamaat work that is there, to engage ourselves in the work of Jamaat, in the work of Iman, to see that our children read their 5 times namaz of Jamaat, and everything that brings the love of materialism in our hearts to wipe that out. Hubbud dunya, Nabi alayhi salam said, is rasu kulli khatiya. And to read the Surah Kahf time and again and ponder how Allah Ta'ala has described the world and how worthless the world is, and the benefit and harms of the world are just timely, and they are also deceitful, because true benefit is when a person gets peace of mind, and to no one up to now the world has brought peace of mind. Sometimes there is outward beauty there, but there is no peace of mind. Another Thanvi Rahmatullah has written many incidents of that nature of a very rich person in Delhi to my dear brothers. So Allah grant us the tawfiq, my dear brothers, of benefiting from Hazrat Maulana and this sort of people. And also, there's an istima taking place 9, 10, 11. The objective also is there to turn our attention to realize what we should be doing. We will only get entangled in all the rubbish around us if we leave what we are doing. If we do not have time for that, and we are engaged in the work we have been created for, in talim and tabligh, in reformation of ourselves, in reading the kitabs of our kabirin, in bringing our children, in bringing good amongst people, then they will know with no time to watch the TV, all the rubbish, to go onto a cell phone and see all the rubbish. Daily houses are being broken, and Hazrat Maulana has got much more experience, my dear brothers. If you go to people like him, you will listen the harm that he is doing. So Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, my dear brothers, to realize our responsibilities, to read the Surah Kahf and ponder over Surah Kahf, so that the love of materialism comes away from our hearts. Otherwise, if that has to overcome our hearts, and if Dajjal has to appear, unfortunately, we will be swept away with Dajjal, my dear brothers. The only thing that can save us is our ruhaniyat, ta'aluk with Allah, ta'aluk with our akabirin, buzurgani deen, ta'aluk with the tablighi jamaat, my dear brothers, and committed to these works, not an outward ta'aluk. Allah grant us the tawfiq of attending the ijtima that is to take place on the 9th, 10th, 10th and 11th of next month too, instead of going somewhere else. Go to ijtima, listen to the talks of deen, and let us put our efforts in the talks of deen, and the work of deen, the work we should be doing, inshallah. And from people like Hazrat Maulana, let us take full benefit, my dear brothers, that the nur that Allah Ta'ala has put in the heart of our kabirin of that nature, Allah transfer that nur into our dead hearts and lighten our hearts, my dear brothers.